side met and brought down at about the 21, 22-yard line.
Hunter Weldon. Hunter Weldon with the stop over there.
Go Big Blue. Good luck, you guys, on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. And let's get to tonight's defensive starting line that's brought to you by United Country Hawkeye Farm Management. Let the experienced staff United Country Hawkeye get you started with a new home, farm, or hunting property. Give Ryan, Nate, or Alan Amber the call, or anyone on their great staff today, United Country Hawkeye in Albion.
Ben Bassett, DN. Trevor Byford, defensive tackle.
Lane Caldenberg, defensive tackle.
Ben Mason, DN.
Ryan Slesh, linebacker.
Troy Isley, linebacker.
Blake Wallace, linebacker.
Benjamin Hampson, linebacker.
Tony Rushing, cornerback.
Hunter Weldon, corner.
Blake Bear, free safety.
The first carry of the night. Kak Morinsky on the carry gets a gain of about 8 yards. I think I'll be calling that name a lot tonight. This is a team that's averaging 45 points a game. Here's a sweep going to the right side. Trying to turn it up. Gets it cut up. We'll have the first down, Dan. Good job of swarming to the football by Albia. But you'll see right there, it's not just Kak Morinsky you got to keep an eye on. This is a very fast, athletic team.
Levi Jongling has done a great job so far this year. Not only has a number of rushing yards, but also a receiver. We'll call his name a lot on some pass plays.
First down for the Eagles. Kak Morinsky out of the shotgun. Throws it down the sidelines. Up for grab. Under thrown in Leshen right there. I'll tell you what, and there comes a flag in.
Bryce was going ball all the way. I got to see what it is, whether it's offensive or defensive pass interference, because it certainly was a well-played ball, I thought, on the defensive side.
T, you're right there in front of that, buddy. I don't know.
I didn't see much contact at all.
And I said Bryce, but actually Tony Leshen.
That's the right call, though.
Yeah, it was on them. I think offensive pass interference on the Eagles. Tony had gotten really good positioning there, and didn't let the defender get behind him.
Yeah, from my angle, Tony was running right with him, and the guy, the quarterback, he threw the ball at the right place, but Tony was just covering the guy just the way he was supposed to and couldn't get the ball.
Hard part, too, on that toss is Kak Morinsky's thrown into the wind here this first quarter, so that kind of takes LaSalle out of the ball a little bit. Tony read it right, and again, jungling, I believe it was, just kind of went and pushed Tony, not necessarily going for the ball himself.
10-yard mark off. First down now and 20. Kak Morinsky throws it across the middle field, complete underneath pattern, and it'll go out across the 30-yard line. They'll get a lot of those yards back, a gain of about 10, 12 yards. That's going to bring up second down. Let's call it 11 here for the Eagles.
And again, you just see that combination between Kak Morinsky and Jungling, just very effective. They know how to work with each other really well.
They'll send three receivers to the right side of the field. Here's going to be a keeper by the quarterback. Kak Morinsky gets to the corner, has a foot race, and would be wrestled out of bounds at about the 41-yard line of Albia. And, Jimmy, Kak Morinsky is not just a fast kid, but he's a big, strong kid. He's going to be a tough one to bring down. I think I've lost Jimmy and Big T.
You know, just a good strong run. Again, David Kakmarins, he checks in at 6'3", 228, so really good-sized quarterback.
Go on that side over there.
Here comes the fake handoff. Kakmarinsky under pressure, throws it, gets underneath and dropped. Good penetration that time by Carter Isley. He brought the heat, Dan, and got to Kakmarinsky.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to have to do. Got to get pressure in or make him so he's not able to set those feet and make those good, accurate throws, because it's the hardest thing to do is when you're rolling or moving that you know to make the throw accurate. And especially, again, there's a pretty good little wind he's thrown into. So the more pressure we can get this first quarter, the better off we'll be.
Second down 10 here for the Eagles. Here's a handoff and met and brought down after little to no gain, a gain of about a yard or two, and that is it. Number 35 on the carry for Pella Christian. That's Sam Fredrickson.
Yep, and Landon Hermson on the stop there, playing the outside linebacker spot. Fredrickson has 170 yards rushing, so leading rusher for this Pella Christian team on the season.
Kak Morinsky rolling to the right side, throws it in the flat, incomplete. Here comes a big fourth down play here for the Eagles. I'll tell you what, they are fast and athletic up front, T. This is a very gifted Pella Christian football team.
It is. It is. You know, they're very, very fast. You know, not overly big, but, man, I mean, they got some quickness to them.
You know, they've come out running a lot of trips to one side, twins to the other. So they're spreading that field out, really going to test the Blue Demon secondary and linebackers.
Fourth down play here. Fourth down, let's call it 7 for the Eagles at the 39-yard line of Albia. They look to be in punt formation, but you definitely want to stay home here.
Because Kak Morinsky is their punter.
Yes. Here comes a high snap. He's going to punt it. Gets it. High booming kick into that wind. The wind holds it up. It bounces at the 11-yard line and will be downed at the they're going to say it was touched at the 14-yard line where Albion's offense is going to come back out. You know, guys, we talk about the trenches, Jimmy, but really, you're going to win this football game if you win it up front.
I think Jimmy's having a problem with his headset.
I think you need to take your mic and push it in.
His mic's on. I think the headset's maybe not hitting
the mic. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, you know, it is up front, and we're going to see this again. Pella Christian's running a two-platoon system just like Albie does, and so got fresh guys on both squads here, both sides, and the defensive line for Pella Christian's very fast.
Here comes the handoff running straight ahead. Albie will move the pile out across the 15 to about the 17-yard line. A gain of about 3, maybe 4 yards. Nice little surge there by that front line of the Albie Blue Demons.
Can't tell too really well scouted. Pella Christian's coming up with a six-man defensive line front, so really going to stop that interior run play, which is a bread and butter for the Blue Demons.
Southern Iowa Technology text line, the Grinsteads and their Eugens listening tonight to Blue Demon football. Here's a handoff over to the left side. That's Carter, the Iceman Isley, out across the 20. A gain of about 3 yards.
Yeah, good hard run there on the left side there, and get a little bit of a penetration, a little bit of hole, and Carter made the most of it.
We'll get your offensive starting lineup after this big third down play here. Albia, third down and 4. The ball at the 21-yard line of Albia. Bear under center. Fakes the handoff. Bootleg, and here's a flag coming in as Bear is going to be brought down after a gain of about 2 yards, and that's going to be a penalty, I believe, on Albia where it is thrown at.
Well, they sort that out. Why don't we go and get that starting lineups here for the Blue Demons on the offensive side? Getting the starting lineups brought to you by United Country Hawkeye Farm Management. Let the folks at United Country Hawkeye Farm Management be there for you when you have property to sell, your new home, farm, or hunting property. Give Ryan, Nate, or Alan Ammons, or any one of their staff at United Country Hawkeye and Albia a call today, 641-932-7796.
Shade, C-square, crawl, wide receiver, Kyle always smashing, send it, slot back.
Nick, Yar, Yarkowski, front side tackle.
Ryan, the Bronco, Romanko, front side guard.
Case, Skoshizinski, center.
Hunter, the Wombat, Mackinich, backside guard.
Trent, the tank guard.
Carter, the Iceman, Isley, tailback.
Brett, freshwater, fullback.
Gannon, G-mode, Osing, tight end.
Blake, Hollywood, Bear, quarterback.
To the near side, a little swing pass out there. Isley gets back some of those yards lost on the penalty, but Albie's going to have a fourth down and 5 here, forced to punt with their goal line at their back. Bear standing back at the 10-yard line. Here comes a snap. A big booming kick into that wind. It's sailing way back all the way to the 25-yard line. Here comes Jungley on the return, trying to get to the side, and Tony Lesher right there. Jungling a tremendous athlete, and you saw right there, athlete on athlete. That time, Tony Leshen does a great job in open field. That's not an easy tackle to make.
Oh, no, because there's a lot of field for him to work with. Levi Jungling had a lot of room, but Tony Leshen just did a nice job slowing his speed as he got closer, zooming in, and then made the tackle. Great handoff, or great hands on the hips, and pulled him down.
Your score's starting to roll in on this football Friday night. Let's get a quick scoring update back at the Friday Night Light studio.
All right, guys, just a quick one as Moravia has scored on Wayne under the leadership of Briar Cochran. 9 touchdowns this season. He leads the state in 8-man football as both teams averaging about 64 points per game. Briar Cochran with 9 touchdowns. We'll add another one. Moravia 6, Wayne 0. Back to you guys.
Kak Marinski on the QB keeper. And he'll run out across the 30 to the 35-yard line, a gain of about 7 yards. And there's a lot of space you got to cover out there, Jimmy, and Albie's going to have to make up those lanes that are being created by Pella Christian.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't know if they're going
to
join us.
We need to move that stadium channel, I think.
Here's a quick pass. Intercepted. They go the other way. Blake Lawless, the Bulldog Lawless, with your INT. And that's a River Life Family Worship Center turnover. All turnovers brought to you by our friends from River Life Family Worship Center. And that INT gives the Blue Demons the ball at the 30-yard line, Dan. A big turnover right there for the Blue Demons.
You know, and that's just great consistency out of Blake Lawless. You know, they're going away, going to jungle out. And then when it came Blake Bulldog's way, he just steps right in on a pass. So you've got to stay true to that assignment. Blue Demons are lined up now, getting the play and getting the offense in again. Pella Christian's coming in with a 5-man down lineman position.
That's a tight formation.
Stacking that box, really going to try to slow the Blue Demons down. We're going to see who's going to win the war here.
Offset power eye. Here's a handoff. Running with it is Isley. Isley just pushing people downfield. Gets inside the 30-yard line, down close to the 25. And we're hoping that we'll get Jimmy and Big T and Christian all hooked up. You guys
might have a little interference, it sounds like, on there.
Yeah, it's a stadium channel. It's in and out real bad over on this side.
Maybe we shouldn't be playing with that volume all the time like we do.
I'm really trying. Can Jimmy's mic working?
Yeah. I hear Jimmy. Yeah.
Yeah, we
you
got
do?
You.
Live and action, people. Here we are. Get some.
Your mic's always working.
Here's a quick pitch. Isley trying to get to the corner. Gets a kickout block. Good pursuit that time by Pella. Christian Isley fighting downfield. I'll tell you what, Dan. Yes. He was hit in the backfield. Looked like there'd be little to no gain, and he fought through two Eagle defenders.
What was really nice, two different moves on him. First, he hurdled one guy like we've seen a lot of, and then another guy comes. He just dropped his shoulder right into him, knocked him back, and picked up the last 3 yards there to almost get that first down. Brings up third and one. Ball placed just outside the 21-yard line.
Big third down play here for the Blue Demons. 7:18 to go here, opening quarter, no score. Bear, power eye formation to Isley. Isley with some running room has the first down inside the 20-yard line. And
First Iowa State Bank, Summers Blue Zone.
Big time front offensive line of Albia starting to move bodies around, Big T.
We're moving them. They're starting to create some holes there, and you don't have to give Isley much. He'll get through it.
First Iowa State Bank first down inside the Summers Insurance Blue Zone as Albia gets inside that 20-yard line, and we're going to have an official's going to go over and talk, I think, to the Eagles coaching staff, Coach Kak Marinsky. What an outstanding coach, Dan. And, you know, over the years, we've been able to have him on the locker room show and our pregame shows, and he's always a joy to have on.
Absolutely. Does a great job, runs the program the right way, and that's exactly what you want. And this is why I like having this game on our schedule the last 2 years. Hopefully we can maintain this relationship in non-district play, because it's just, you like going against great programs and well-coached, well-played young men like this.
Ball at the 17-yard line. Albie with the football. 7:01 to go here. Bear comes under center. Power eye formation, Isley hitting the backfield and will be brought down as he is able to fall forward.
Scores.
But a really good job by that Eagles front. Let's run back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, give us a quick scoring update.
Leaving you on live here at the Tharp Funeral Home. Friday Night Lights big board has Moravia up on Wayne 6-0. Also, Iowa City Regina has scored on Sigourney Kyoto 7-0. Belle Plaine up on North Mahaska 14-0. And it's Lone Tree 14, Van Buren 0. Those are the scores as we have them right now in the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board. Let's get back to the Absolute broadcast booth in Pella Christian.
Second down, 10 for Albia. Here's a fake handoff. Rolling back is a Bear. Throws it into the end zone. Gannon Osing. Touchdown, Albia. Gannon Osing from Bear. Touchdown, Albia. The tight end released off that corner. Got it in the flat, Dan, and the big body of Gannon Osing was able to rumble that thing in for a Blue Demon touchdown. Touchdown, Albia has sent it. Funeral home touchdown. How about that start?
You know, he runs just really
tame him down a little bit, Dan, because the kicker's got responsibilities, and I'm sure that's probably... It's probably kicking him not to be able to get down there and really wrap up.
It's a handicap race, that's for sure, but he'll still get his. And I think, you know, he's trying to lay that up just a little short, but that wind actually pushed that a little deeper, Jimmy. I think he was trying to get it to the one.
I think so, too.
How about the play of Gannon Osing, Big T? That was a big-time catch there by Osing and a run.
That was great, man. He looked that ball all the way in, and that was a great catch.
Well, here's a quarterback keeper. Again, Kak Marinsky will keep it. He'll go run out across the 20, out to the 24-yard line. Again, if 4 yards on first down. I think first downs are really important here for both these football teams, Dan.
Oh, absolutely. And they're running that quarterback draw when the field spread out so much, makes it easy for him to go up that middle and get the yards. And here's a little handoff up to Sam Fredrickson, again, the leading tailback for the Pella Christian Eagles. So picks up about four more. So brings up third and a long one.
Kick some PC. PC from LA checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from you. 641-799-1437. Third down play here. Kak Marinsky out of shotgun. He's going to keep it all the way. Hitting the backfield, but he's strong enough to fight through, and he'll get the first down as he falls across the 30-yard line.
Yeah. That boy was close, too. The Blue Demons hit him. Did a nice job recognizing that draw. Had a couple contacts on him early, but the strength that is David Kak Marinsky is able to push forward and fall forward for that first down.
Jimmy, I know you're a guy who loves weightlifting. There's no doubt that Kak Marinsky's seen the weight room a time or two.
He's an athlete. I can tell you that. He's a big boy.
Three receivers out to the far side. Two here to the near side. Kak Marinsky alone back in the backfield. The quarterback feeling some pressure. Here comes the heat and hit and brought down by Brendan Bassett. Bassett met Kak Marinsky. Kakariski able to get rid of the football, Dan, and as the football went to an empty spot, a flag came in from the back judge, and that's going to be holding on the Eagles.
You know, and that was not quite the sack, but almost a coverage sack, because the defense was covering them well in the secondary for the receivers, and Brendan Bassett's able to get that extra step to get pressure on Kakariski.
5:05 to go here in this opening quarter. 7-0 Abia. The scores are coming in on this football Friday night, as well as the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We'll get a scoring update after this play here. First down, and let's call it 20 after the 10-yard mark off.
And so you would think, you can't think anything, but you assume it's probably going to be a pass play. You've got to really be tightening up the coverage here and hopefully get another incompletion. A little movement there, no call.
Here's a handoff, met in the backfield, and squirming his way upfield. I'll tell you what, Sam Fredrickson did a great job of getting through those tacklers. There isn't a flag on the play. While they're sorting that out, let's run back to the Friday Night Live studio. Jay Mill, give us a scoring update.
All right, leaving you on live so we don't miss any action. Sheraton has just scored on Seidel. It's the Chargers 7, Seidel 0. And it's Wes Marshall now up on EBF. Bettyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, they're down to Wes Marshall 6-0. Also, Iowa City, Regina has scored again on Sigourney Kyoto 14-0. One more quick one. Winfield Mount Union on top of Cardinal at this hour, 16-0. And again, Albia leads Pella Christian 7-0. That's the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board here in the studio. Let's go back to the Absolute broadcast booth.
Another 5-yard mark off. Second there, first down and 25. Here comes the pressure. Kakariski throws it to the flat, complete. And getting by one defender, and then Bryce Leshen there to clean up. A nice little release pass to the flat to Fredrickson. No, that's not Fredrickson.
No.
That's a Nick Thune, 5'10", 145-pound sophomore. But good recovery there by the Albia defense to keep that just a 5-yard gain.
It really was, you know, a big play. Yeah, a couple of penalties have really put Pella Christian back there. So Blue Demons just got to keep him contained.
Here comes Kakariski going to his left side, has the pressure, and then brought down. Boy, what a big
Bulldog.
Hit there. Bulldog Blake Lawless, and then following on him from behind is Carter Isley. And, wow, that is a Blue Demon sandwich.
Yeah, and that's not one you want to participate in. There's a lot of good ones, but that's not one of them.
Thank God. I'll tell you what, this Kakariski kid, we've watched him over the years. He is fun to watch. Big C, I'll tell you, though, the Albia defense is really winning it up front.
Oh, yeah, it starts up front. That's where the game's won, and that defensive line is taking care of business right now.
Kakariski, out of the shotgun again. Rolling back, throws it down the middle of the field. The ball up for grab. Nearly intercepted. Blake Bear there. That's safety. And, you know, that's a luxury. Albia having a safety like Bear. You can go mono on the outside knowing you got that overtop help.
You got that center fielder just cherry picking out there, and that's exactly what happened. We got guys on man coverage on him. Stan, in that case, it was Miles Wickhart was going out there, and so Blake was able to read it and adjust to it. There was actually two receivers in the same area, and so he's able to go, almost picked it off, but instead knocked it down, brings up 4th and 12, and you would assume will be a punting situation for Pella Christian.
Well, look for a special teams play here, but Big T, this defense is against a really good Pella Christian offense, is showing its muscle here in this opening quarter.
Starting to show their muscle. You're exactly right, Jason.
Timeout on Pella Christian. I think they were just a little late getting their punt team in there for that, so they want to call timeout before a delay a game penalty.
Well, let's take a look at the Southern Iowa Technology text line. John Stewart and Pauletta Rhodes checking in. Hey, go Big Blue. It's Brody Connor. Well, hey, Brody Connor. This is Jason Summers and Dan Stocker.
How you doing?
Bring home the win, Blue. Ella and Olivia Tino, Allie Major, and Lauren Bear checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. Good luck, Carter Isley and the Abbey Blue Demon team. Go Big Blue for another win, listening from Del Rio, Texas. Glad to have all of you along on this football Friday night. I don't know about what it is in Texas right now, Dan, but I can't imagine being any prettier than it is right here in the heartland of America.
You know, I know Texas gets, football is almost religious down there from, but boy, I tell you, Southern Iowa and football in Iowa, it's just a lot of fun. Friday nights brings communities together, and this is just perfect weather for it. Just awesome out here.
Attaway Blue, let's get a win. Cade Comstock, he's one of my favorite calls on Friday nights. Here's a kick. This one off the side of the foot, it gets caught up in the air and will bounce and be brought down at the 48-yard line. And that's where Albia's offense will come back out with the short field.
What I really like on that, too, Landon Hermson was out there blocking the man, and the ball was coming almost right on top of him. And, of course, he has no way of knowing that. But there's a call made out on the field where they let him know. Landon immediately ran to the out-of-bounds area. I mean, that's just great recognition and paying attention to what's going on out there to make sure the ball didn't hit him inadvertently and give Pella Christian an opportunity to get the ball back. So great job out of his teammates and Landon all working together.
Abbey with the football. 7-0 Blue Demons. 3:32 to go opening quarter here. Isley over the right side has some running room. Gets by a defender, stays on his feet, and becomes a plow. Oh, my, Big T. That is wow.
You give the, it's almost not fair. You give that guy a head of steam, and he's going to carry you for about 5 or 6 yards.
Jimmy, it looks like a rodeo, and everyone's trying to get on this bucking bull that is Carter Isley.
It's crazy. It's like a pulling guard with the ball.
Yeah. Just, it is fun to see. And like I said, there was two good hits on him, and he just picked up steam every time there was contact.
Got an official's timeout.
Scores.
Not sure. While they're working on the official timeout, let's get another scoring update back at the Friday Night Light Studio. Jay Mill at the big board.
All right, guys. Again, Albia leads Pella Christian 7-0 on the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board. The Chargers of Sheraton up on Sadel 7-0, looking to go 3-0 for the start. North Mahaska trails to Belt Plain 14-0. It's Iowa City Regina up on Sigourney Kyoto 14-0. Also, Lone Tree is blanking Van Buren 21-0. Pleasantville up on Martinsdale St. Mary's 13-0. Maybe one more here. Quick one. Moravia still leads Wayne 6-0. We'd love a Melcher Dallas Twin Cedar score here at KIICFM. Twitter us at KIICFM or 932-2112. That's the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board. Let's go back to the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
And that third down play, or second down play, nearly a first down carry there by Brett Freshwater. Comes up about a half a yard short, Dan. But how are you able to... get Carter Isley going. Right. You pound it on the inside, and you're going to get big plays right out of Gannon Osing and Blake Barrett, quarterback. Here's a handoff. Isley has the first down on his way inside the 35-yard line. A pickup of nearly 6 yards on that third down. Kerry Albee will have another First Iowa State Bank first down. All first downs brought to you by our friends from First Iowa State Bank, Albia, Eddyville, and don't forget their convenient location on East Bend. And Dan, love the fact that I can go on and check my bank account statement online anytime I want to.
Still yep, shows zero.
Try to make it handy for.
7-0 Albia. Here's a bootleg. Running with it is Bear. Well defended that time by the Eagles. A loss of about a half a yard on the play.
Do want to report too that the officials timeout we had a couple plays ago. Kyle Sennett went out and looked like he maybe a little dinged up. They're tending to him on the sideline. Tony Leshen has come in for him in the slot back position, and Hunter Weldon's working in and out between him and Cade Crawl as well.
Well, there's a wild and crazy bunch that is listening in on A Avenue West.
Oh my.
Back in Albia, and candy bar the doors, because that group looks a little wild tonight. Hello, ladies listening at home in Albia. A beautiful wife, Special K, Janelle, Erica. Hey, we're going to take a quick timeout. We're going to come right back here. Listen to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Is everything okay? Is everything okay? Okay, you went to break quick. I was hoping there wasn't a problem.
All right, after the timeout, Albia called timeout. The Blue Demons with the football, second down and 8 here at the 33-yard line. Special hello to my beautiful wife, Scarlett, and her good friend, Jenny Grubb.
Reverse.
Here's a reverse, running with the ball. Hunter Weldon, the track speed, the 20, the 15, 10, 5, take it to the house. Hunter Golden Foot Weldon on the reverse out of the timeout, and wow. Albia takes it to the house. Touchdown, Albia.
You know, what sets that up is the kind of constant pounding of Carter Isley going, and a lot of times we run into that right side, that strong side, and then when you do that again and the defense just trails to there, Hunter comes around on the reverse, a quick pitch around, and just that track speed, like I say, that state champion speed, just burns the corner and takes it all the way in for a Blue Demon score. Nice job, Hunter Weldon.
How are you going to get the extra point here? The extra point attempt. Bassett will come in and do the kicking. Bear with the holding. But, Jimmy, I'll tell you what, Albie's offense, the explosiveness, all the different ways you can go.
Jeez, that was awesome. It's live in action right here, man. 3D come right at me. That boy can fly, big.
He's got a set of wings with some golden feet, and the extra point is up and good. 14-0 Albia, 1:50 to go here in this opening quarter. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football. Don't go anywhere.
It's 7:30, time for a lot of our games to now kick off. A couple other scores, though, to give you an update on. Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont has just got the two-point conversion. They have gone up on West Marshall now 8-6, the first time they've led all season. They lead West Marshall 8-6. The GP Insurance kickoff is coming your way right after this. Nice try. Here it comes. 3, 2, 1, go.
No, just teasing you. Here's your insurance, your kickoff out. Returned out to the 23-yard line where Albia's defense to make the stop, Dan. And Albia, I'll tell you what, guys.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun that goes on in a broadcast. And once in a while, we try to punk Joe a little bit.
We did. We punked him pretty good.
Sorry, Joe.
I want to give a shout out to my girls. Now, girls, I know you're drinking or eating. I hope you're not drinking chili, but I know you're eating that chili. I smelled it when I left the house tonight. So, Scarlett, Jenny, and girls, do not eat all the chili because I'm starving. Now, Dan, I got a text here, and I well, they're going to sort that out. Yeah. But this is ridiculous. You know, I can understand them texting us and you know, having our fan club.
Sure.
But go, Jimmy and Big T from Scott and Logan Cadell.
Yes.
What? That's right, bro. That's right.
That's right.
Oh boy.
Good job, Logan.
Grandma and Grandpa Selenik.
Quarterback draw.
Oh, he's
goes
got some
right
running
after
room.
Big running room on the right side. Nobody's defending.
Oh, as he goes out of bounds, Carter Isley. Boy, he really hit. Kak Morinsky right at the right as he's getting ready to step out of bounds, got him in the field of play,
but just did. And boy, Kak Morinsky had a huge gap on that right side. Carter Isley was able to get pursuit and knock him out of bounds.
Grandma and Grandpa Selenik with our grandson Jordan DeBooth on the deck. Go Big Blue, go Hawks! Yeah, we got a game tomorrow, Dan, and we'll have to get to your prediction. I know it.
I was right last year.
In one side.
Well, I was correct last year. Let's just remember that. Got ridiculed, but I was correct.
Third down play here. Caught in the backfield and brought down. How about that, Big C? The swarm that was Albia's defense.
Oh, yeah, baby. That's a big old attack out there. Carter Isley. Man, you should have seen that hit over here. Licking his lips. But boom! Got him right on the sideline. Threw him out.
Fourth down and one here. Once again, Tia, you know, this is a 14-point lead here for Albia. Some point, you've got to be cautious that you don't get a fake punt here or that they don't go for it.
Yeah, and I almost think they're going to try to go for it here fourth and
looks
short.
Like
they've been able to pick up a yard or two with Kak Morinsky every time.
Fourth down and about a yard. Kak Morinsky, a little quick swing pass to Jungling. Jungling has the football, and I think he might he's going to be very, very close. This will be the spot.
Great hit by both Bulldog and I think Bryce Leshen over there, but Jungling was able to fall forward and pick it up by about a half a yard.
Let's get a quick scoring update back in the Friday Night Light studio.
Leaving you on live to find out on the first down marker. It's Red, White, and Blue Night in Knoxville. They're now underway. Sheraton is now up on Seidel 14-0, and it's Montezuma up on GMG of Garwin 21-0. Twin Cedars, is this right? 54-0 on Melcher Dallas. That's the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights Big Board. Back to the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
Here's a quick curl pattern that goes for about 8 yards on first down. It's going to bring it second down and two here for the Eagles out across their own 41-yard line. A handoff. Met in the backfield to Sam Fredrickson, brought down. Good job of getting penetration there by none other than the Blackie, Trevor Blackford.
Yeah, Trevor, again, one of the great interviews there in that pregame show, and just really working hard, doing a lot of swim moves and trying to bull rush past the quick offensive line here and get through them. Did a good job of getting on Fredrickson there and get the tackle for just a short gain. Brings up third and a short one, and that'll be the end of the first quarter.
Well, one quarter is in the books. Albia with a 14-0 lead here at the end of one quarter. We'll be right back. Here's your second quarter. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.